Ready?
Yeah.
Tips right. Here we go. Right turn. Left turn.
It's an unusually warm spring day on Highlands, cloudy and a little windy. And Eric Weinmayer is tearing down Thunderbowl behind instructor Rob Levitt. Eric came a bit late to skiing, in part because as a kid, he wasn't allowed to play sports. He was born with a rare eye disease called retinaschisis, and doctors feared that sports would make him go blind faster because of fragility in his retinas.
I was always stopped from doing contact sports. By the time I went blind, just before my freshman year in high school, the gloves were off. I could do anything I wanted. It was painful and it was bitter, but it was also liberating in a way.
And he's been picking up sports ever since. Eric started skiing as an adult, working with Rob through Challenge Aspen.
I skied my first black run with Rob, and at the bottom of the run, I said, "How did I look?" And he said, "Like a train wreck." And I said, "Okay, I like this guy."
Eric's come a long way since that first black diamond about 20 years ago, and today he's enjoying the fresh air and working on his form.
I don't want to look like a blind skier. Like, I don't know. I don't like be boxed in.
That's part of why he visited Aspen last month, to spread a message about overcoming challenges and to promote his latest book, No Barriers, at an event at the Pitkin County Library. Eric is no stranger to challenge. He's the only blind person to climb the tallest peak on each continent, including summiting Mount Everest in 2001. To do so, he not only had to disprove a symphony of naysayers, but also
crossed through the Khumbu Icefall, which was it didn't meet Americans with Disability Act standards.
After the descent, he told a packed crowd at the library he had a simple desire.
Most people just, they're thinking about food and all the great things they're going to do when they get home. I was thinking about a nice, smooth sidewalk. Just give me a nice, smooth sidewalk. You know?
But really, the climb up Everest was just the beginning for Eric. He didn't want this one accomplishment to define the rest of his life. Rather, he hoped it would be a catalyst for progress. He explains that his organization, No Barriers, is about much more than just getting disabled people outside. It's about facing their fears and taking on the challenges in front of them.
So my message is more about, you know, let's figure out the tools and the ideas and the mindset that's going to help us break through those barriers. And of course, the natural world, the mountains and the rivers are a huge part of that journey.
Eric's most recent book chronicles his latest adventure, kayaking the Grand Canyon, relying completely on an earbud blasting a guide's directions in almost real time in a sport that depends on precision.
What did I learn? I learned why there aren't that many blind kayakers in the world.
Ultimately, this journey was another step in his mission to understand and overcome adversity. And learning to kayak in his 40s is emblematic of that.
I guess it's learning to understand fear, that the brain is going to try to sabotage you no matter what you do. If the brain had its way, you'd be sitting in a dark place just eating ramen noodles, staying safe. So I don't think you can trust your brain. I think you have to go deeper into something else, you know, and understand that, you know, if you're going to reach, if you're going to do big things, you have to sort of wrestle with this fear thing, and you never quite conquer it.
Now Eric works to help others begin to confront that fear, and connecting with nature is one way to start. Aside from the adrenaline rush, he says, adventure sports can help people push beyond their preconceived limits.
The outdoors, the mountains, the rivers, they kind of make you be honest because they strip you down. You know, they take that crust that you build up and they kind of rip it away and kind of expose you to what you have inside.
So that it's not the view or the photo from the top that matters, but for Eric, about breaking barriers on the adventure. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.